Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply fat free. Fat free. We live in a society that's become obsessed with things that are fat free. That's the reason now yogurt is as popular as ice cream. And most people prefer 2% milk over whole milk. Why? Because it's lower in fat. We typically would take chicken over pork because it's lower in fat. And all of these desires to trim fat in our foods and to trim fat from our bodies are good for us in the long term, and they're also good for our business. Believe it or not, fat is a major problem in business. Most organizations don't have a streamlined, trim, structured operation in order to make sure their team is free of fat. Let's talk about that today in our FAT acronym. If there are people who you have on your team that follow you, believe in you, have joined and started because of you, then trimming the fat is important. The first component in our FAT acronym is we've got to trim and eliminate altogether fear. Yes, my friends and neighbors, fear is one of the most paralyzing elements in all of business. It's fear that will make someone not do when they should do. It's fear that will make some people take actions they should never have taken. So in business, it's important to know how to trim the fat of fear. How is it accomplished? First of all, we have to remember that knowledge kills fear and ignorance grows it. Yes, knowledge kills fear and ignorance grows it. Think about those three-year-olds or four-year-olds that believe that there's a monster in the closet at nighttime when they get ready for bed. The parents have to come in and open the door and show the child there's nothing there. Now, they don't have those fears in the daytime because they can see everything. The closet may be open then. Well, by the same token, my friends, it's important that we share and empower everyone on our team with knowledge. The empowerment of knowledge is going to let them know how to do and what to do and when to do and why to do. And as they know these things, they'll gain confidence. How much are you empowering your team with knowledge? Are you eliminating fear by teaching them all they need to know? My friends, I can challenge you that it's never a good thing to leave your team members in the dark. They should know the processes and the procedures. There should be an open door policy of transparency so that people gain confidence, and where confidence exists, fear has no place. Now, that A in our FAT acronym says that we also must trim the fat of apathy. Yes, my friend. See, apathy is just a term used for a lack of interest. When someone seems excited in the beginning and then all of a sudden they drop off, they become apathetic. They've lost interest. They're no longer focused. And it's a humongous problem in every aspect of business. And if organizations are to succeed, then we have to make sure that everyone on the team is locked and loaded. They're focused all the time. So you say, well, okay, how do I decrease the apathy? How do I trim the fat of apathy? Let me give you just a few recommendations. First, personalize the vision. You see, people need to know what you see for them and why they're on the team. If I know what my role is and why my role matters, it makes me more apt to go after it with everything I've got. If I know how corporate success impacts my individual success, then I go after it even harder. Yes, my friends and neighbors, how have you personalized the vision for your team members? Have you put together a structured action plan for them, goals for them, outlines for their success to meet their specific needs? If you want to get them engaged, don't just give them the general vision, personalize the vision. You know, when you go to the optometrist, you're going to take the same eye test everybody else takes. The optometrist doesn't do anything different for any different client. You go in and everybody gets their eyes checked the same way. They read the same chart. They go through the same process, but they all leave with a different prescription. prescription. Yes, my friends, because everyone's vision is different, then the doctor prescribes glasses that are just for that individual patient. Have you ever tried to put on someone else's glasses and you look through them for a moment, and if you look through them long enough, it made your head hurt, it made you dizzy, you took them off. Why? Because they were not prescribed for you. See, when you personalize a vision, you're prescribing something for the individual team member that fits them and them alone. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to pull your team from apathy by personalizing the vision. You can also do that by giving them empowerment constantly. Ask their feedback. Give them assignments to complete. Responsibilities. You see, people gain focus when they gain responsibilities. I was watching a football game last year and a quarterback got hurt. Well, the starting quarterback was injured, and all of a sudden, the backup quarterback that had his baseball cap on, that was on the sidelines eating bubble gum and having a good time joking with teammates, all of a sudden, he had to get serious. Why? Because he was in the game. My friends, empowerment puts your team members in the game. So if you want to reduce the fat of apathy, you personalize the vision, you empower them constantly, and you prepare them with patterns. You see, people need a pattern for success. And when they see that pattern, it makes it easier for them to follow. For example, if you give me a map of Dallas and tell me you want me to go to a specific location by a specific time, technically I can find it because I do have a map. However, if I don't know the best route to get to a particular destination, it's going to take me a lot longer because I don't have a pattern. So I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to lead by example and give your team a pattern to follow. It will help in reducing apathy. The final component in our FAT acronym is we must trim the fat of turmoil. Yes, my friends, I think that this probably is the biggest of all the fat that needs to be trimmed, because sometimes teams get ultra competitive and they may take that competitiveness a little bit too far. You get attitudes and egos and personality clashes. And as a leader, it's important to bring the people together to make sure that turmoil doesn't bubble over. There is no such thing as good tension and good turmoil on anybody's team. That means that in order to succeed, we've got to become the peacemaker. Are you a peacemaker, my friends? Are you the one that people can count on to make sure that things go smoothly and well? Do you treat all the team members with respect? Do you love them all? Do you treat them all kindly? Do you encourage them all? Do you set rules and enforce them to make sure that everyone is staying on task and respecting people the way they should? Yes, my friends and neighbors, turmoil is simply, it's a byproduct of disrespect. And no team should have disrespect. We should all respect each other. I like to see sporting events where the teams battle each other fiercely, and then after the game, they meet at the center of the field and they shake hands. They hug each other. Some even take pictures together because they want to make sure that there is no turmoil that carries over beyond the confines of the game. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, we can be excellent at trimming the fat when we eliminate turmoil from the team. Yes, my friends, that's fear, apathy, and turmoil, the three fats that we want to trim in order to grow our businesses. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, my friends, and I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.